Hello.
Hello, my name is Marcela and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and this survey is quick and confidential.
You calling about what?
We are basically performing surveys in your area, and it's about local issues, which is basically politics. So it's only going to take about 15 minutes, so would you be interested in answering
that? Well, sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, get to the questions.
Okay. First of all, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. And do you think of yourself as a male, a female, or something else?
Well, I don't think of myself as anything. I know that I'm a female.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. And what is the year that you were born?
Does it matter?
Well, it's just to have, like, a variety of people that are doing the service. Like, so we...
I was born in 62.
Okay, thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, thank you. And what is your race?
I am African American.
African American, thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
College.
College, thank you. Okay, and no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, when 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means that you just have a little power, and 0 means that you have no power at all.
3.
3? Okay. And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied?
Highly dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied?
More than that, but yes.
Okay. Thank you. And now please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you don't feel anything particularly between warm or cold. And if you if you've never heard of the person, you can let me know that as well. So I'm going to give
okay.
you a list of news, and you tell me. The first one is an organization, which is the Democratic Party.
I like them.
So would you say from 0 to 10?
Okay, the highest one that you can pick. I forgot
okay.
what your rating scale was.
Okay, thank you. And what about Kamala Harris?
Love her.
You've never heard of her?
I said I love her.
Oh, okay, so that would be a 10 as well?
The highest.
Okay, what about Joe Biden?
Second to the highest.
Okay. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I am... Okay. Hold on. I got to think about that one.
Okay.
Hold on a minute.
It was Robert F. Kennedy that was the president of the United States once, right? But that his brother.
Okay. About us. 6.
Okay, great. Thank you. What about the Senator Raphael Warnock?
The who?
The Senator Raphael Warnock.
Love him. The highest one.
Okay, thank you. And what about the Republican Party?
Hate him completely.
Okay, that's a 0 then. And the last one is Donald Trump.
Definitely hate him. He hates me. I hate him.
That's okay. Understandable. Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? The options are...
That I would not answer because that's private to me.
That's okay. Would you like to... I mean, I can mark it as undecided. Is that okay?
No, I'm not undecided. I'm just not going to disclose it.
Okay. Thank you. What about, okay, the next one says, if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? This is more of it's not a specific answer, so you can answer this.
I understand what you're asking, but because my voting rights is very private, I'm going to keep it that way. Who I vote for is private, and I'm going to keep it that way.
That's okay. Thank you. And now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidates or the Republican candidates?
Well, that's still private.
That's still private. That's okay. Thank you. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? So I'm going to read you two statements, and you tell me which one you think is closer to your opinion. The first one says, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or the statement B is, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
Well, my personal choice will impact me a lot.
So would you say statement B?
What is statement B was what again?
It's, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
It either affect me a lot or would not affect me a lot. Is that the question?
Yeah, okay. The first one is basically that if you vote, it's very important for your everyday life. And the second one is that it's not going to matter that much, and it's mostly what
the first one is very important to my personal life.
Okay, so would you say statement A or B much more or somewhat more?
Okay, I may not be understanding, but I'll tell you this way. My voting position is very important to my personal life.
Okay, would you like me to mark it as statement A much more?
Okay, well, A much more, yes.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? I'm going to read you three statements, and you tell me which one's the best.
Okay, read them a little bit slower, though, this time, so I can understand them.
I will. The first one says, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. The second one says, our government...
That was kind of fast.
Oh, do you want me to read it again?
Yes, please.
Okay. Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Is that better?
Okay, that's better.
Okay, the second one says, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. And the last one says, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
B, the second one.
Okay, thank you. And in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? The first one is your own future.
And the second one is?
The future of the country. I mean, you have to choose. It's three options, and for each, you can tell me if you feel negative or positive.
Okay, so the first one is?
Your own future.
Okay. You said that the one's about the future. Is it my opinion on how the future is going or how the government is trying to take the future?
It's your opinion.
Okay. Well, I guess you had to start from the beginning from what the question is and then give me my choices.
Okay. The question was, in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? The first
one is negative or positive about them. Okay, and the first one is?
Your own future, yeah.
Well, I am very concerned about what happened to my own future.
But would you think it's going to be negative or positive?
That all depends on who wins the election.
Yeah, that's very true, but...
Right now, I can't say I feel positive about the future, because right now, this campaign is crazy. It can go either way.
It has been crazy. Yes, like, there's a lot of things going on.
about, I'll be honest with you. If Donald Trump wins, I do not feel positive about my future.
Well, that's true. And do you feel that he's going to win?
I'm praying that he don't. I don't think he has a chance, but there's always that gray area.
Anything could happen, really.
Pardon me?
Anything could happen. Like, he could win, he could not win. Like, we don't know.
If he wins, I am scared.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say that.
So that's the best way I can answer that question. Because the question is so general, so neutral, wants you to go one way or the other when you don't even know what it's going to be.
Is it okay if I mark it as negative, then?
You can mark, if they had a thing that says unknown, put unknown.
There is no option for that, so, like, you have to choose between negative or positive.
I can't choose.
That's okay.
I cannot choose because the way it's going right now, I cannot choose.
And what about the future of the country?
Same answer.
And what about the future of the planet?
Exactly the same answer.
That's
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, there's a lot of people focusing on, like, climate change and everything like that because it's a big problem.
Look, I care about the planet. I love nature because the planet and the nature keeps me living. It gives me my air to breathe. It gives me my food to eat. If they mess it up, I'm going to die. If they mess up the government, I'm going to die. The wrong person in charge, I'm going to die. So, yes.
Okay.
That's my statement on that.
Thank you. Okay, and the next question is, from your most recent voting experience in the November 2023 elections, would you say that voting is getting easier or harder for you, or is it about the same?
Harder.
Would you say somewhat or much harder?
Much harder.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. So I'm going to read you this list, and you tell me which ones you think are the best, or you can tell me that none of the above.
Okay.
So the first one is, I don't like any of the candidates, then I don't have time to vote, because voting doesn't change the things that matter to me, because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter, racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote, I don't know enough about the candidates, or is it too difficult for me to vote, or the last one is none of the above.
None of the above.
Okay, thank you. And who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? And you may say
Donald Trump.
Okay, so would you say the options are racist politicians, all politicians, Republicans, or Democrats?
Donald Trump.
Okay.
Is my answer.
So Donald Trump?
Yeah, Donald Trump makes it harder for me to vote.
So
he's trying to take away all my rights. I wouldn't say Republican. I would say Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. And below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that this is a big threat. And means
okay.
That I'm not sure. Yes.
I don't mean to make your job harder because you got a spiel you got to read. But right now, as far as what make the country worse, if Donald Trump get in, it will be much, much worse.
Okay.
As far as situations and stuff, other people can handle it better than he can. So if he get in, it'll be much, much worse.
Yeah, that's your opinion. That's great.
That's my answer, though. I know it's my opinion, but that's my answer as well.
Well, but, like, there's no option for me to write it, so I would have to read each of them for you, and, like, you can tell me from 0 to 10. Like, there's no people here. It's only, like, threats. And
I understand what you got to do. I understand they make the questions to where we got to either choose one or the other. And I'm not one of those people that's going to make that kind of choice.
Okay. Well, then would you like me to leave it like this?
Pardon me?
So would you like me to leave it like this, like without rating them for you?
Yes.
Okay. Then that was it for this survey. So thank you very much for participating and have a great day.
You as well.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.